Having given this, having shown what is the path of this ananya bhakti, having shown how even the process of knowledge leads you to the same goal, although with more difficulty, having given all this, now Sri Krishna goes to expound the kind of bhakta who has attained ananya bhakti. This exposition of bhakta, which we now are going to have, is not merely a bhakta who is doing only bhakti. He is a bhakti who has reconciled bhakti, knowledge, action, integral knowledge, integral action, integral bhakti. It is that bhakta who is now described. And there also he distinguishes between two. The bhaktas who are striving in this direction and the bhaktas who have accomplished. The last verse of the Bhagavad Gita, of this chapter, concerns those bhaktas who are accomplished. All the other ones are the bhaktas who are striving the synthesis of knowledge, action and bhakti, and synthesis of integral knowledge, integral action and integral bhakti. Those who are striving, their description is now given, and the achievements which can come out by that striving. Adveshta, one who does not envy. Adveshta, sarvabhutanam maitraha, friend of all. Karuna eva saha, one who is full of compassion. Nirmamaha, there is nothing mine in his consciousness. Nirahamkaraha, there is no ego in him. Sama dukkha sukha kshami, in misery or in happiness, he is equal. He is kshami, he is constantly forgiving. Santushtaha, contented. Satatam yogi, united all the time with the divine. Yatatma dridhanishchayaha, constantly making an endeavor, dridhanishchaya, with a firm resolution.
What I mean is that those who are santushta, you know, satisfied always, is hamesha ke liye they are yogi. Santushta.
Actually, all these qualities are all interrelated. In fact, it's integrality.
I thought this is the part.
No, all of them are integrated. You cannot be santushtaha unless you are kshami, unless you are samadukha sama. All these are interrelated. So, mai arpita mano buddhihi yaha mad bhakta same priya. Who is the bhakta who is dear to me? This is the first definition. One who is adveshta sarabhutanam maitraha karuna evacha nirmamaha nirankaraha samadukha samaksukha kshami. Santushtaha satatam yogi yatatma dhridhanishchaya mai arpita mano buddhihi yaha mad bhakta same priya. Then comes further elucidation, further qualities. Yasmat na udvijate lokah, lokad na udvijate yachayah. The one who is not scorned by people, the one by whom people are not disturbed. A real bhakta does not disturb anybody. The bhakta is not a propagandist who goes on disturbing people, whether people want something or not, inflicts upon the people. Yasmat na udvijate lokaha, the one by whom the people are not disturbed. Lokad na udvijate yachayaha, he himself is not disturbed by the people. One who does not disturb the people and one who is not disturbed by the people. Harsha amarsha bhaya udvega udvagehi mukta, one who is free from harsha, from excitement, amarsha, from anger, from bhaya, from fear, udveka, from anxiety, one who is free from all this, sacha me priyaha, he is dear to me.
So here it can be, you know, that mental condition, he is not disturbing somebody, but if people are coming and disturbing him, but he is not disturbed.
Both ways. अनपेक्षः शुचिः दक्ष उदासीनः गतव्यथः. अनपेक्षः, ही एक्सपेक्ट्स नथिंग. शुचिः, ही इज प्योर. एट द सेम टाइम दक्षः, ही इज वेरी केपेबल. वी रिमेंबर व्हाट श्री कृष्ण हैड सेड अर्लियर, कौशल्यम, द एफिशिएंसी इन एक्शन, योगा कर्मसु कौशलम, दैट विच इज एफिशिएंसी इन एक्शन. वन हू डज नॉट, बिकॉज ही डज नॉट एक्सपेक्ट एनीथिंग, देयरफॉर ही सेज ओ आई डोंट बॉदर वेदर इट हैपन्स डज नॉट हैपन. ही डज नॉट पुट हिज अटमोस्ट एफर्ट. नॉट दैट दक्ष, ही इज वेरी केपेबल. Like Shri Krishna, who can be a charioteer in the battlefield, one who is a lord of lords, and one who is the counselor, the store of wisdom, the great king himself, the warrior himself, the great lover of human beings, he accepts the task of a charioteer and performs the task efficiently. Even though himself is anapeksha, he is sure, he doesn't expect any result out of it. But he is daksha, he does his work efficiently. Udasinaha, he is seated above, not indifferent. Very often udasina is supposed to be indifferent. No. Ut asina, ut means above, asina means seated. One who is seated above, udasinaha, gata vyathaha, from whom all vyatha, all the pain, suffering has gone away. Sarvarambha parityagi. It's a very important sentence. Sarvarambha parityagi. He initiates no action. The reason being that all action proceeds from the divine. So how can he initiate action? All action is initiated by the divine. He is the doer, he is the initiator. Therefore, as far as you are concerned, as an individual, you only receive from him. You are only the doer in the instrumental sense, not as the initiator of action.
But the religion people, those who don't understand, yes, they all make majak of this.
Yes.
Your Krishna says, you have not to start any works. That way.
Yeah, but that is wrong.
That is very wrong.
Yes, you have to see what is the divine action and to put yourself into that action. Yes. You are a part of that great action, so you don't start.
And so you, is that udasina, as you say, yes,
utasina.
He
is indifferent, not at all.
So making this sort of...
Yes, wrong meanings.
Very wrong meanings.
Yes. Sarvarambha parityagi yah madbhaktaha samepriha. That is dear to me. Yo na rishyati, na dveshti, na shochati, na kankshati. One who is not excited, one who does not envy, one who does not suffer, one who na kankshati, who does not expect anything, has no ambition. Shubha shubha parityagi. Whether what happens to him is good or what happens to him is full of pain or suffering, he doesn't touch him. Bhaktiman, he is full of bhakti. Samepriya, he is beloved to me. Samaha shatrau cha mitre cha tatha mana apamana yoho shitoshna sukha dukkheshu samaha sangha vivarjitaha. He is equal to the enemy and to the friend because he sees divine also in the enemy. Samaha shatrau cha mitre cha tatha mana apamana yoho. He is equal whether there is mana or apamana, honor or dishonor. Shita ushna, whether there is heat or whether it is cold. Sukh or dukha, whether there is suffering or there is happiness. Sangha vivarjitaha, who is completely free from all attachments. Samaha, who is equal. Tulya ninda stutihi mouni santushtaha yena kena chit. He is absolutely equal whether people criticize him or praise him. He is mouni, he is silent, santushtaha, contented, by anything, yena kena chit, by anything, whatever happens, he is satisfied. Aniketa, he has no residence. sthiramatihi, his mind is absolutely established, siddha prajna, bhaktiman, and yet he is bhakti, full of bhakti. Me priyaha nara, that man is my beloved.